All right, welcome to another fantastic episode of Squizzy Radio, episode 11. Here in the studio with me always is Isaiah.
It's Izzy. Yeah. Izzy for Shizzy. For the Squizzletastic episode 11, number 11. In this episode, we will be talking about different things, as we always do. And for the most part, we don't know what they're going
to
be.
Yeah, seriously. This time we tried to sit down, we tried to map something out, and it didn't happen.
Tried so hard, it doesn't happen for us. We're too good at ad-libbing, and every time we try and sit down and think about stuff, it's
nothing
like
comes
permanent
to us.
Writer's block.
Yeah, it's really weird. You think someone as creative as either one of us could plan a show, and we can't do it. It's weird.
If you, we notice people are now leaving comments and stuff, which is awesome. Just leave a topic for us to talk about. We can talk about anything, as I'm sure you figured out by listening to the show.
It's figuring out what to talk about. That's what's getting us. It's not the talking.
It's very difficult.
Big shout out to you guys who are posting for us.
We love you.
Showing the love, really. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks to
The Packet Sniffers.
Packet Sniffers for listening to our show.
Yeah, at least
apparently they do.
Somehow got around to them. I think Kizzle was involved in that, as usually he is.
Kizzle has got his grubby little fingers and everything going on.
Yeah, playing God. He's playing God. Yeah. But he's doing a great, great job with the site. He's got a bunch of different good shows up going on there on the Hacker Media site, hackermedia.net.
Yeah.
It's a really great site.
Really working hard on bringing the people to the site, just me spreading the word,
right,
by mouth at GameStop and whatnot. So a lot of the people that post apparently been from GameStop, even though, I never expected any of them to actually go and listen to the show. I actually have fans now, real fans that come in and ask me about Squizzy Radio and talk about it and everything and tell me to do stuff and... There's even a little kid who came up and started doing the stupid faggot stance. It was pretty funny. Big shout out to
cool.
The Foos. You guys are fantastic.
Right.
Thanks for... I would say you are our biggest fans.
I think I've really only met those guys once.
Yeah, you did meet them.
And they're cool guys. They hung out with me
especially
for a while.
Especially Alvin. Crazy.
Yes, Alvin.
Crazy Alvin. He likes to run around and smash things and eat stuff.
It's true.
It's a little kid who comes in, demands that I give him money for some reason. And he calls me Uncle Jose, or Lozea, I believe, sometimes. So, yeah, you're listening to me now. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I still haven't got that $500 you need, Alvin. I'm sorry. I just haven't been able to raise that money yet. But perhaps we can raise some money for our show.
Yeah.
Which we were really trying to do, but with the webcam, it doesn't provide high enough quality. We don't have any reach to it, so we just weren't able to play those video games and everything. But we're going to. We just have to save up some money and get a camera. So that's definite future happenings for Squizzy.
We messed with the webcam. We tried to get the webcam going. We basically sat down and we're like, oh, this would be funny if we did this and this with the camera. And, we tried to do it. Kind of worked, but it's just not the same.
It's very blurry. The sound on the camera on the webcam is terrible.
Yeah.
We're trying to find another show we can create our own dance to, as opposed to ripping that off. So if any of you guys have any good suggestions for catchy songs that you'd like us to make up a dance to, just post that on the site.
If you've got recommendations on a camera we should look into, or if you want to give us some money. That can always be arranged.
free money is good, just, you know.
Yeah, if you're a Squizzy supporter, you want to see the stuff that we can do on actual camera. And you've got maybe a little bit of change laying around. That'd be really great if you'd go ahead and just
change.
Send us something. I don't know, leave a comment. We'll get it worked out.
Yeah. So as far as those games we're going to play, Punch-Out and Contra, easily done. That's
yeah,
all I have to
we're,
say.
We're both pretty confident in that Punch-Out and Contra without the code. Mm-hmm. Piece of cake.
Oh, yeah.
Piece of cake.
Cake, dude. So anyway, the other day I was driving along and I was thinking to myself, I was like, man, I really wish that I had a goblet.
Mm-hmm.
A goblet. Because I'm into these words now, like for instance, swarthing, and I was like, how can one swarth? And the simple fact is that you cannot swarth unless you have a goblet. So I'm going to go out and purchase a goblet for the sole purpose of swarthing.
It's an idea at least.
Yeah, I thought, you know, it was cool. And then I think everybody should own at least one goblet so that anytime they're in the mood to have, you know, a little swarthing going on.
To swarth, you have to hold the goblet like this in between, like Spock style.
And you have to kind of swirl it around. And then you just kind of drink it.
Yeah, and then you just
glug.
Yeah, that's a swarth. Yeah, all right. That's good.
Another one I was thinking of at the time was wafting. You know, and the only way that there is to waft is when someone farts next to you, and then you have to waft it in. You know, you do the little hand waving towards face motion. So, wafting and swarthing, those are the words of the week for me.
Yeah, no, those are two great words, and yeah, maybe we can get them going.
Yeah. Get them together, we can make, say, swarthing and wafting, and be like, warfting.
That's not possible. You're pushing the limits, Isaiah.
Fart in a goblet and then drink it.
And drink it.
And that would be warfting.
I don't know if you could do it. I don't know.
I'm fully confident in my warfting capabilities.
I think it's too much. Too much. You're trying to play God.
Yeah. That's what I do when I'm by myself.
Hey,
you stupid people. I'm like looking at the little ants, squishing them.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do.
All right. No, that's cool. Mm-hmm. All right, mm-hmm. Wharf and we'll waft and we'll wave. You know.
Waft?
Yeah, wave. It's a word I just made up.
Yeah, I'm drinking out of my Taco Bell cup. I hope you can't hear this.
I don't think they can. I don't think it's loud enough.
Right. So, what's going on this week, Gene?
Well, for me, nothing really.
How about that driver's ed?
I've taken doing driver's ed only, you know, 2.5 years late.
How old are you again?
I'm 17. I'll be 18 in June.
And when did you get your driver's permit, buddy?
Oops. How about that? Went to scratch my nose. Hit the mic. Friday. Last Friday.
Oh man.
Yeah, I know, but I've been driving, and the only thing I can really say is I drive a truck. I got a big truck, and it's like driving a boat on land.
Mm-hmm. Like parking trucks is fun.
A yacht.
We can vouch for that.
It's hard. It was tough. I, you know, back up into this crooked parking space. It's like back up, pull forward, back up, pull forward, back up, pull forward, back up. And no, but it was good. Driving school basically doesn't prepare you for anything aside from dying. That's all they'll tell you. They show you these videos. They're called Red Asphalt, and literally they're of car wrecks where people die. And then they open the car and they show them, and the guy's, you know, head's crushed in, and it'd be horribly mortifying if you hadn't seen it online 100 million times already.
Yeah. Of course, you know, all the innocent young Plano girls and whatnot are crying.
Yeah, they're in tears.
You know, screaming.
Whereas,
but it's,
you know, good.
People like Gene are like, wow. Brains on the... Yeah, owned. As soon as you see a guy with his brain splattered out. In fact, that brings up a funny thing that happened that I haven't told you about yet, Gene. I was at my store working, and there's this little girl running really fast, just all around my store, and then she tripped over her own foot and just ate the freaking ground. And unconsciously, without it being in my control, I looked at it and went, owned? Where her parents were standing right there. They're kind of looking at me. I was like, sorry. It was great.
Yep.
Adam was there. He can vouch for it.
That's someone we haven't talked about in a long time, Adam.
Yeah.
No reason to, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
good guy.
Yeah.
Well, this is the lull in the show where we're not really sure what the transition.
We're really hard time figuring out something to talk about.
I did notice that the sampling rate is about half of what we usually use. Whoops.
Should be alright still.
Yeah, it'll probably be okay.
If the quality is a little bit lower, the quality of this show altogether will be lower. So we don't have anything to talk about. Gene came up with a really cool idea. That only Counter-Strike players.
I don't want to, you know, say this. I wanted to make a movie about it before we broke it on the air. But,
who knows how long
we should do it? Who knows how long? But it'll be twice as funny when we do it then if we don't announce it on the show.
All right, well, we're not going to say it.
So we're not going to say it now, but no, we've got a surprise. Yes. We've got something coming. We've
got something coming as soon as you get a camera.
Right. Brings us back to that camera thing.
Which brings me to the point that, I know I've mentioned this before, but I may become manager of the GameStop now.
Right.
Because my manager did actually have an interview, and he may be moving up to Wisconsin.
Chicago,
yeah. So if that happens, then I will become manager.
So how's that working? Jason, he's going to get what position up there? District manager?
District manager.
Chicago?
Well-earned and well-deserved position.
Absolutely.
For Jason.
He's a great manager.
And, he'd go up there, and potentially I would become manager, and I would make a lot more money, and I'd be able to buy equipment for the show.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
No, and I can't, because...
Poor.
Lazy.
Uh-huh. Broke.
Three.
Which was goes in context with poor.
Yeah, that's...
Don't have a car.
I almost bought a car yesterday.
Yeah.
And made my dad buy...
What kind of car was that again?
It was a 2000 Cadillac Seville. Nice car. Big.
Pimpmobile.
Yeah, Pimpmobile. It was big, roomy leather seats.
Mm-hmm. Only
went,
if you got
went
those.
To the lot to pick it up. And as soon as I drive onto the lot, some chick comes out, the keys in her hand, and she drives it away. Drives it away. My car.
Well, it's because you're lazy.
Yeah,
it
no, it
take
is.
Too long.
It is.
If you weren't such a lazy bastard.
It's true. We almost left 30 minutes earlier. And I was like, no. Let me finish what I'm doing, and then we'll leave.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is entirely my fault. What can you do?
True. You can't really do anything because you're Gene.
But you got a new car.
I did get a new car. I like a pirate. Yes, but I did. A 2004 Hyundai Tiburon V6 GT. Party animal car. I do still have my CRX, my wonderful 91 CRX, covered in Nintendo 6, just sitting in front of Adam's house. Where I plan to leave it.
Forever.
No, I'm gonna... I think we should use it in our movies. I've been telling everybody that it's my stunt car.
Okay, that's an idea.
We can, like, ramp stuff.
Alright.
You know.
With the seatbelts that don't work.
That's right. Hey, man, you only live once. You might as well risk that.
With that, I'll never live again.
I'm sure the first little ramp I ever do in that CRX, I won't even make it over the ramp before the car explodes.
Yeah, that's true.
But I was thinking about maybe covering it in Nintendo stickers, or just various types of stickers, like from front to back.
Well, we should probably just mod it so we can hook up the camera to it and get cool car shots.
Yeah, that's true. We can do anything to it.
Yeah,
drill holes in it. Poop on it.
You're still making payments on it?
Yeah. It's not insured, so if we got caught driving it, it'd suck.
Yeah.
Get a ticket. I got a ticket, by the way, when I went 5 minutes after having my new car. not used to the fast car, you know. But I was actually going under the speed limit when I got the ticket this time. But it was through an invisible school zone that the officer decided that there was at that point in time. And he wouldn't even listen to me when I was explaining that I wasn't from the area and I didn't see the school zone. He wasn't saying anything back. He wasn't even responding. He just looked at me and he was like, "Have a nice day, sir." And I was like, "Fuck you in the ass, you cock."
That's what he said.
So he took out the nightstick and did it.
Yeah.
To me. In a bad way.
It happens. It did happen.
Oh, man.
No content. No content at all. I wanted to do a segmented show today.
Yes.
I really did.
I did as well.
And we couldn't do it. I don't know what it was. We need topics from you guys. You guys have to post something in the comments, or we'll just end up talking about whatever it is that we talk about when we do the show.
This is what we've always done. We always don't know what we're going to do, and then we do it, and it seems to work. We have listeners, and we get comments, unlike the other shows on HackerMedia.net.
That's weird, by the way.
And, you know, they have content. So maybe people just like our rambling. I'm not sure.
You think?
If so, comment on it. Tell us. Give us, you know, ideas, or tell us what you like about the show. That'll be good.
That would be good. That'd be great, in fact.
Yeah, so great.
What else did we have? We're thinking about talking about. Myself, personally, I'm going to get a little personal here. I've had pretty much every single ailment that you can think about to attack a human being.
Gene was all
in the
kinds
past
of
two
sick.
Days.
All kinds of sick yesterday. It was really funny.
Damn it. Keep touching the mic when I scratch my nose.
Scratching your nose.
It itches.
No, mine does too. Scratch me. Self-control, mate.
Self-control?
Yeah. Mate.
All right. That's cool. Yeah. It really itches.
So yesterday, I picked Gene up, and he's all like, "Damn, my nuts. My nuts hurt so bad."
Yeah, specifically my left testicle. I don't know what it was. It just felt like continuously being kicked in the balls.
Yeah, it was really funny. He would just randomly be like, oh God, oh, the pain. And you know, I rubbed it for him a little, but
yeah,
it didn't seem to help.
It really didn't. But I feel better today. I don't know what it was. We talked to a couple people. Apparently, maybe it was a bruise. Maybe I stretched it. I don't know how that works exactly, but it feels okay today.
Okay, John said you were trying to stretch him really far.
Yeah.
See how far he can stretch him.
No,
the right one snapped back, but the left,
left one
didn't.
Yeah, and then I couldn't move my fingers properly.
You know, his left hand, he got some kind of like blood clot.
Yeah,
in
my arm.
Or something.
And like every time I moved my fingers, like I got this really sharp pain in my forearm. And, you know, along with that, I've had exploding diarrhea.
Yeah.
Exploding.
Vouch for that. Several times last night, we were like sitting around trying to think of videos to make, and he'd be like, "Oh God, run." Come back later, mildly sweaty and red.
It was a type of poo that actually comes out so fast. It comes out, you know, perpendicular to your asshole and actually splashes up the toilet and hits your back.
Ugh.
Such force.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Like the stalactites, the poo stalactites. Oh, man, poo.
It looked like brown pea
it
soup
always,
all
it
over
It always
the
comes back to poo. Xander is like, nothing to talk about.
Poo.
Yeah.
Works, man. Don't mess with the winning formula.
Yeah.
That's what we founded this show on.
Yeah, poop.
Poop.
Squeezy Radio. Best in poop talk.
True.
Squeezy Radio. Number one. Poop.
How do we do it? That's what I want to know.
It's the genius. The genius.
It certainly is strange. I have a feeling we don't have a lot of female listeners.
It's true.
That's what gets
How do
to
we
me.
Get female listeners?
I don't really know. Probably post pictures of ourselves on the site.
Oh.
That would do.
Well, we do have a video of us topless dancing.
Well, that's not our finest moment in female attraction right there.
We could talk about our feelings about stuff.
We could.
Like,
you know, then we lose our male listeners. anytime I have a certain feeling to talk about, I always go into some sort of rant about someone.
Sometimes when I'm, you know, taking a dump, I get really sad because it stinks.
Yeah.
And it's like it's leaving me, you know. It's like losing a girlfriend, you know. It's walking out.
Incredible creature.
And it's kind of like if a girl were to have a child and flush it down the toilet.
Which they do.
Yeah.
Frequently. In China.
In China. But, it's sad.
It is sad. It's a solemn occasion.
Yeah, I often thought about keeping my poos. You know,
I thought about
jars
that.
On my counter.
Oh, I thought about that.
That way I would never go a day without
really feel like that, the best thing you can do is to go visit them in the sewer. That's what I do. It's like an amazing reunion. Like, think a high school reunion. It's almost exactly the same, except, you know, these are your children. It's like children you haven't seen in years. And like, oh, the long skinny one from 99.
Good times.
I remember you. How you doing, man?
Oh,
how you doing?
That guy, right there. The round, hard one that kind of came out all at once after several minutes of heart pushing and squeezing. You know, there's some memories.
There are memories.
Good memories.
It makes you sad. Makes you sad.
It makes me sad. Man.
Don't know what to say. I guess just a salute to those guys and to the people every day who lose a child. We salute you.
Yeah.
We know what it's like, and it's something you have to live with.
Yeah, you'll never get that time back that you were spending with that child. And it's the same with poop.
Yeah, it is. Exactly the same. Fable's an M game? Oops.
Yeah, Fable's rated M. You can have sex in it.
Can you really?
Yeah, and he says, shit. My favorite thing to do in Fable is run around and fart on people. It is my goal to be the only person to ever fart on every person in the game. I'd be like, shit. Hello. Sorry.
Wow, I didn't know that it had sexual themes.
Yeah, you can marry the mayor. And she, like, you have to do these hip thrust motions to get him to, like, want to go to bed with you.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, ho, ho. Oh, yeah. Oh, ho. Oh, yeah. And continually do that, and eventually she'll be like, why don't we go to the bedroom? And you do it, and she makes these, like, generated noises.
Cool.
And she calls you Norty.
Norty?
Aren't you Norty? Inside. Constantly doing that over and over again, just having sex, you know, because the sex scene isn't that long. You don't really have enough time to do your business.
I understand. No, you're right. It's, I'm glad they threw that in.
All right. This is it.
This is it, you think?
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling a shpadoinkle coming.
All right.
It's welling up inside me.
You feel it. Alright, if we want to do a shpadoinkle, this has been the most uneventful show ever, I think.
We do apologize to our listeners, and we promise the next show will be better.
Get those comments.
Comments.
Tell your friends to comment. Tell your friends' friends to comment.
Tell your dad's and mom's friends to comment. I'm sure they'd like the show.
They would like the show.
Adults love Squizzy.
That's why my dad insists on being a guest star when he's not invited.
Your dad will never be a guest star on Squizzy.
No. No, we'll get him on one day.
Yeah, we'll get him on and... what?
I don't know. We'll have to do date rape.
So, Gene's dad. I don't even know his name.
His name's John.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Whatever. It's just Gene's dad to me. What are your comments on date rape?
Well, Gene's dad, I'm sound like a squeaky animal of sorts.
Alright, my dad doesn't sound anything like that. But,
See, dad does have that.
He doesn't have a lisp.
He has that geek sound.
Oh, he does not.
Yes, he does.
He does not.
What is that here doing over there? You guys need to stop walking on the carpet with your shoes.
My dad doesn't sound anything like that
just
at all.
Like this, Gene. Gene, get over here.
Alright, we're gonna spadoinkle this.
Stuck on my nuts.
Alright, spadoinkle to you all.
Spadoinkle.
But you're still not ready for the four elements. Earth. Win.
LL Cool J is hard as battle anybody, I don't care who you I expect they all
battle anybody.
Rock every rock the
battle anybody.
Now, last and not least, the water technique.
L-O-S-T-Y-O-B-O-Y-C, human orchestra, Rizal, give me some pump!